What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
Let's get out of the woods and talk some football. How about that, Bill? Yesterday, the NFL handed down a 10-week suspension to former Ravens kicker Justin Tucker after he was accused by 16 massage therapists of sexual assault. Now, Baltimore cut their kicker last month, citing football reasons, after he missed a career-high 10 kicks in 2024. Now, Tucker can serve the suspension as a free agent, so he's eligible to play in Week 11 for any team, buy or sell. We will never see Justin Tucker in the NFL again.
Bye.
Bye.
The combination of the accusations, the NFL's view of them, and the fact he's not as... And I'm not saying this is the standard we should apply to people if they are accurately accused of such things, but the fact is he's not as good as he used to be. Yeah.
Does impact it.
By the way, great work by this newspaper. This, I don't want to use the word random. That sounds like a put down, but this newspaper in Baltimore that did this.
The Baltimore Banner.
That's why I need journals. I like it.
That's true. That is very true.
What is with the massage thing?
No idea.
Buy or sell, I can ask you a question and say the quiet part out loud.
Buy.
I am not justifying abusive behavior, obviously. I'm not saying it's okay if you don't qualify with what I'm about to say. Obviously, it's awful. If you are a wealthy, famous, successful football player, are you not capable of having whatever social life you want? In part by saying to consenting adult women, hello, I am a wealthy, famous, successful football player. What is the need for this sort of alleged behavior? Like, it's not okay if you look like me and you're a weird or whatever, but I don't understand. Maybe it's just the power. Maybe, like, for people that are alleged to have done this, it's the power trip.
To take it one step further, again, it's... We're not advocating for, obviously, but they have so much more to lose versus, you know, Joe Blow down the street.
Right.
If Joe Blow does it, his name is on the news, and more times than not, you could think about getting away with it. You have so much to lose. People know who you are.
Is there a Wander Franco? I can't even speak. Question today?
There's not.
I mean, like, very similar. Oh, this is and that's awful. That involves a young woman, and basically he's on the restricted list now, and he'll never play Major League Baseball again, and... And the main takeaway is you should spend a ton of time in prison, which he's not going to. You got a suspended sentence. Awful. What do you do? Anyway, ugh. I guess bad people are bad people, regardless of what they do for a living and what they have to lose.
And that's highlighted by their fame and stage and money, and maybe sometimes exacerbated by that.
Yeah, I do think also there's a, and I can kind of speak to this in the neighborhood I live in. Not everybody, right? But there's certainly a world where sometimes people think they're untouchable because they live a very privileged life.
Ugh.
Awful.
Very.
I know, awful.
Extremely. As we look at the NBA draft yesterday, how about this? Former Warriors GM Bob Myers said this about Cooper Flagg's impact with the Mavs.
Victor Wembanyama got a lot of attention for the number one pick. I could see Cooper Flagg impacting winning more than Victor did in his rookie year. And Victor is a fantastic player. And the reason is, Cooper Flagg is NBA ready as they come, and I'll tell you why. He guards, he defends, he blocks, he steals. It's not the offense. All these highlights we're seeing, that's all scoring. That's all great. That's at least half the game. How he's going to get on the court for Dallas and Jason Kidd is what he does on the other side, and that's what I think makes him so unique. He's going to impact, and he went to a team that is a very good team already.
And with that said, Wemby's rookie year, Spurs went 22-60. Buy or sell, you agree with Bob Myers that Cooper Flagg will have a bigger impact on winning in his rookie year than Victor Wembanyama did.
Sell, that's a terrible take.
Sell.
First of all, Cooper Flagg's on a much better basketball team, year one. Especially when Kyrie's back. Second of all, Victor Wembanyama would have been easily the defensive player of the year this past year in his second year. And was a great defensive player his first year. What do you mean, based on defense? That's like saying Cooper Flagg is going to be more impactful than Wembanyama because Cooper Flagg is tall. Breaking news for you, Bob. The other guy's tall, too. The other guy plays defense, too. What the hell? Buyer, I've been thinking this lately, watching, unfortunately, the ESPN NBA coverage. Buyer, sell, you think all of those folks have been, or many of them, have been desperately trying to keep their jobs, the NBA on TNT coming in, and have basically been panicking on the air and reaching for relevance.
Bye.
That's my take.
I didn't think about it from that angle. That's interesting.
Yeah. As someone who's been on TV and has been on shows that got canceled and been through, like, this business, you're basically hired to be fired, kind of like being a GM. Only Bob was good at the GM thing, maybe. Or maybe he just had Steph. I don't know. Point is, I find it hard. I recognize the panic that I've seen in other people.
Which maybe explains why that show is just...
It's so bad.
Well, it can't go off a cliff because it never really started well to begin with, but it is...
How many years has it been since ESPN did good basketball Dude, this goes back to when Bill Simmons got mad at... Who was the host there? I can't remember. Sage Steele? I can't remember. That was 7 years ago or something crazy like that.
So it's been a while is what you're saying.
It's been bad for a long time. Remember when they wouldn't let Simmons talk? They didn't ask him any questions? Or how about the other day when Halliburton got hurt and they didn't ask him about the Kevin Durant injury? That was the same in a finals that Bobby over there, Bobby Boy, was the GM of that team. Anyway, this is not an ESPN segment, but man.
Yeah. A lot of questions, a lot of frustrations from a lot of people watching that for sure. Speaking of college basketball and Cooper Flagg, right? He is part of a Duke team that made history. All five starters from last year's Duke team was drafted, just the third time it's ever happened in college basketball history. Kentucky back in 2012, UConn back in 2006 did the same thing. Now, Duke went to the Final Four, choked against Houston, that was. So buy or sell. It's now even more extra disappointing. We used too many words there. I'm just going off the script. This is terrible. I'm going to restart. Buy or sell. It is extra disappointing that Duke made this history and did not win the national title.
Buy.
Buy.
Buy or sell, Cam not win.
Buy.
That's a joke just for me and you.
Thankfully. Although maybe we'll bring that back.
Maybe a few people get it. Yeah, I mean, look, it was already a disappointment. It underscores it, right? It puts in highlighter as a reminder what a letdown that was. And by the way, not just every player drafted. The number one overall pick, and according to Bob Myers, you know, whatever he said, words.
And three
better defense than Wembanyama.
Wow.
Better defense than Wembanyama? That was basically like he's going to get on because of defense?
Sell.
Bro. Bobby. Bobby M.
Not great. How about this? Let's keep the Cooper Flagg discussion going here. With the NBA draft official in the books, now our attention turns to next season and who can make an immediate impact. So when you look back in history, the last 10 rookies of the year, 9 of them were top 4 picks. The only one that was not, Malcolm Brogdon, a second round pick. So the top 4 picks in this year's draft were Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper to the Spurs, Vijay Etchcombe to the Sixers, and Con Knipple to the Hornets. Buy or sell. The rookie of the year here for next year will come for one of these 4 players.
I'll go further. I will buy the rookie of the year.
We'll buy.
Number one overall pick.
Buy.
Hot take, Bill Ryder.
Cooper's going to plant his flag in his first year.
And Bob Myers will say it was because of his defense. The most defensive-ready player I've ever seen in the draft.
I mean, come on, man.
So now that the NBA draft has come and gone, right, a lot of GMs have met with the media after round one, after round two, explain the picks, talk, you know, about their philosophy. Well, one GM that would not have a press conference is Bucks GM John Horst, who canceled his media availability just hours before it was scheduled to begin last night and instead had the assistant GM meet with the media. Buy or sell? This raises a red flag about the future of Giannis.
Buy.
Buy.
Come on, John. Come on, John.
Not good.
Not great.
A shocker was dropped this morning. as Shams Charania reported that the Raptors have fired president Masai Ujiri. Now, Ujiri did preside over the 2019 championship team, helped Toronto make the playoffs 8 times in his tenure, and owned the 5th best winning percentage in the league since 2014. Buy or sell, Masai Ujiri is still capable of winning a championship with another team.
I will buy.
Buy.
I also think when you leave a place and you don't succeed so much they want to keep you, that you learn from that, right? There's some reflection, which I think will aid his already outstanding capabilities as a front office person. And I would not be surprised if next year he gets whatever the best job is that's available.
Let's talk some baseball, Bill. Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw is on the brink of history. He's 3 strikeouts away from 3,000 for his career. He became the 20th pitcher in MLB history to accomplish his feat. Now behind him, 36-year-old Chris Sale is 472 strikeouts away. And so far, through 15 starts, he has 114 strikeouts, but did also break his ribs, so he'll be out for a good amount of time. Behind him, after that, Yankees ace Gerrit Cole, who was 749 strikeouts away at age 34, but is out for the season with an elbow injury. Buy or sell, we will see an active pitcher eclipse the 3,000 career strikeout mark again.
I mean, you're talking, so it's not going to be Cole. So Chris Sale basically needs 3 or 4 more complete seasons at that. I'll sell. There's a reason that hasn't happened often. Do you know the last person to do it?
I did cheat, and I'm assuming they're still active. I think it's Max Scherzer.
Okay. Is Maddox on? Maddox has to be on that list, right? He's more of a contact guy, but he's...
I don't know.
I don't know either. I love this stuff. I love the baseball kind of... I was going to Google it, but my computer just froze.
Oh, no. Well, Nolan Ryan's number one.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan was a baller. Also number one in beating the crap out of Robin Ventura. All right, John Smoltz is on there, CC Sabathia, Curt Schilling, Bob Gibson, of course, Pedro Martinez. Yeah, Greg Maddux had almost 3,400. Wow, Verlander and Scherzer are on there.
10 and 11, by the way. Not that, like, that's, you know, they were dominant and had long careers, but top 10 in strikeouts is very impressive.
I'm not surprised at all by Verlander. I mean, that guy was amazing in Detroit, and I thought he was washed. And then he went to Houston and won a World Series.
I guess, right, washed, going on a 20-year career.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Buy or sell, you'd be mad at me if I made the case. So it's just a makeable case that Greg Maddux is the greatest pitcher of all time.
Sell.
I would be mad.
I think he might be.
I think there's something for having control and manipulation versus just like, you know, a Randy Johnson or a Nolan Ryan that could just rear back and fire 100 past you. Like, I think there's a case. I mean, I agree with it, but I think you could state that and not get run out of here, for sure.
Man, Scherzer has so few innings compared to the other people on this list. Oh, dude, they have on Wikipedia who got struck out for the 3,000th.
Oh.
Poor Eric Hosmer. Remember Eric Hosmer? That's who Scherzer got.
Good.
Good? You don't like him?
Well, he's a Royals player that broke my heart. In the 2015 World Series. Because he beat the Mets. It was annoying. He's a good player.
Oh, yeah.
Contact player.
Ugh. Keith Hernandez got struck out by Tom Seaver.
Wow.
Buy or sell, baseball's awesome.
Buy.
And let's finish with that. One more baseball question. Hopefully this can really highlight the awesomeness. The first two MLB All-Stars have officially been selected, as Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani were the top two vote-getters in each league. Now, Ohtani was selected to be DH. Buy or sell.
Yes.
You want to see Shohei Ohtani start the All-Star game as a pitcher.
Bye.
Bye.
In large part because I want to see him face Aaron Judge. Put Aaron in the 3 spot.
That'd be fun.
Are you ready for, buy or sell, you're ready for a non sequitur? Like it's just a question out of nowhere. Buy or sell, you agree that Shohei Ohtani striking out Mike Trout in the ultimate, was the World Baseball Classic moment, broke Mike Trout.
Sell.
I don't think he was ever the same after that.
I think in part because his body broke him more than that strikeout. That
Shohei
was a cool
Ohtani
moment.
It was. And by the way, I was in Stanford at CBS Sports HQ's headquarters, which randomly was there, which is cool because there were a bunch of sports folks watching. Judge me, America. I was rooting for Shohei.
Really?
Yeah. Is that wrong?
Wow. Is that wrong?
Bye.
Like, would you root against the USA if they're in the World Cup final, miraculously?
Yeah, against Spain, I think I would.
Really?
I might, yeah. I like the Spain team. I like the players.
Wow. On the, next year, on the home soil.
Yeah, I think. I mean, we're in the final. I might root for, because we could win a World Cup. But if it's, whatever, the knockout stage, and it's still true that USA has zero chance to win, you know.
Wow.
The final might be different.
Benedict Ryder. Jeez.
Yeah, there's a Benedict. Bye. Bye, Benedict Ryder.
Bye.
I thought I was rooting for USA and Mike Trout, but when that went down, I just find Shohei to be, in a way that Trout never was, and Trout was amazing, on a level of greatness that is Messi, that is Tiger Woods. I'm trying to think who's on that. That is Jordan. That's I'm so captured by his greatness that I want it. Just put it directly in my vein. And him striking out Trout there just reinforced the level of history I get to experience watching him play. It wasn't, oh yeah, go Japan. I've never been to Japan. It was just like, I want Shohei to do Shohei things.
All right, Trader.
Benedict Ryder's pretty funny. Benedict Bill would have been a little alliteration, but Benedict Ryder's really good.